Vashis Koyrach. Koyrach. Vayikach Koyrach. Nitzo ben Kos ben Levi Dosen v'Avir ben Eliyov. Ve'oim ben Pelz ben Reuven. Ve'yikunos ne Moshe. Someone's coming. The other people come later sometime. I don't know, maybe not. I leave it open just to... They came from the Moshe. Ba'anoshim le'Yisrael, chavishim mosayim, siyei, the kriyei moed anshik shayim. And they came on Moshe with a taina. Kolo eido kulam kidoishim. V'suicham Hashem. Maduat is nas wakal Hashem. Everybody's kadosh. Rashi brings down kulam shamu dvarim b'sinai piagvura. We all heard piagvura. We all heard from Hashem. Maduat is nas wakal Hashem. Why are you being misnasa on the kal Hashem? Rashi brings down taking too much imato lakata malchus. What's this nasus kulam kidoishim? And it looks that Koyach is coming with the emesetaina over here. Kol Aida, what are you doing, Moshe Rabbeinu? You're leading us into a matzav. Of jealousy, of kino. People are even getting jealous. Everybody's kulam kedoshim. We're all the same madrega. We're all holding the same area. So Moshe Rabbeinu gives a test, and then Basoy Moshe Rabbeinu tells them, "We'll see who's right." If it's true like you say, if you die the natural death, Hashem didn't send me. But in Bria Yivra Hashem, if Hashem creates a new Bria, if Hashem creates a new Metzias, an opening of the earth to swallow you up, so then it's a simin that it didn't come, that it's not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that we're right, we're doing the right thing, and Koyach v'adosoy, you deserve the oynish. The shaila is why this type of oynish being swallowed up by the earth, the Koyach v'adosoy, the mouth of the Adama opens up and swallows him in, removes him from the Adama, from the earth. What's the Yisod HaDvarim? We have to understand this time also. Ki kol ha'eido kulam kedoshim. V'soicham Hashem. What's his time on Moshe Rabbeinu? What is he seeking? You saw it, Agodol here. We have to realize, we have to work on this Milo Rabbi Sai. And why Koyach was punished so severely. The Koyach's Miram is to it, Abyssal, that we need leadership. We need Davka to have the leaders. We did davka the gdoilim and those leading. If not, Chazal say, the Mishnah novice. If not for my Rosh al Malchus, if not for the leadership, Ish Esrael Chaim below, there'll be a bilbo, no discipline, everybody will swallow up the next. We need to have leaders, and the leaders have to be strong, and we need followers for those leaders. Because if not, every single person has their own daya. Everybody, single person, has their own mahalach. B'sevish al davar, there'll be a bilbul. There'll be a koyach in the world that everybody, ish koyach yoshevein of yasa, everybody will go in their own ways. Koyach stein of kulam kedoshim is a chesaron in the yisoid of amunas chachamim, that we have to trust the leaders, we have to rely on the leaders. Because if not, the whole klal Yisrael will be disrupted. Reb Chaim Shulevitz has a merit of Akasha. Shtei Techazal, Gemara in the Erev and Samach Kimel Amid Beis, says the Gemara, that if a person is choylek al yeshivoso shel rabbi, he's choylek on his mahalich, a person's allowed to come to ask his Rebbe Yishayla, but he's choylek al yeshivoso shel rabbi. Says the Gemara, Yitzchai Misa. So says the Gemara in Erevin. He's choylek al yeshivoso shel rabbi. Yitzchai Misa. And the Shaila is, why such a terrible oinesh? And it's mashmois from the Gemara of Chayez B'dayik that you can't be meichel on it. L'choyev the pshas that he hurt his Rebbe by being choylek on his Indian. His Rebbe said something, he came along, no, I'm choylek. So then the Rebbe can be meichel, why not? What's the severity so much of the ein of being kol amoyro halacha b'fnei rabbi? The Gemara says, not choylek. Kol amoyro halacha b'fnei rabbi, it's a lashon Gemara. Chayv misa. He's moyro halacha b'fnei rabbi. What's so terrible? L'choyra, if he shy was, it wasn't becoming the Rebbe, that he passed in front of his Rebbe. What's so terrible, the Maisa? The Rebbe be Moichel, but the Gemara says, Chayv Misa. And the Gemara says, Loi Mesu b'nei Aaron, at Shehoiru Allah b'nei Rav Moshe. The reason why none of Avihu would die, the Hilik of none of Avihu, according to this Pshad, the Gemara, they were Meir Allah b'nei Rabbi. What's so terrible? That Moshe better be Moichel, that his Mashmi could be Moichel. Said Rav Chaim Shulaz, you saw it. That our Yisoid of Rebbe Talmud, of G'dor Messiah, of tradition that's handed down from Talmud to the Rav, the Rebbe, the Talmud, when Rebbe, the Talmud, that tradition is a chain, all the way linking back to Har Sinai. If the chain is somewhat slightly broken, if it's somewhat cut, it's Chas V'Shalom, it's not only Chisor now, in Pshat you weren't made covered the Rav, and it breaks the continuity of the chain. It breaks the koyach of the link towards Har Sinai, towards the Ribbono Shel Olam, to Torah Moshe. Is that a chesaron? Just this? That's a ma'isa. You moira halacha, so you pass in front of your Rebbe. Ella, you're destroying the whole chain that links us back to Har Sinai. That links us back to our doylim, to our previous doyres by us. Every generation that goes back and further from our Sinai is a generation that's we less than the generation that beforehand. We don't hold like the Goyish Yeshita that we're more enlightened, we're more developed. But the Goyim is that way. As Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky once told a friar Jew, "Avad is that way by you. Your children and your grandchildren don't give you covet, because they believe they're more developed than you. Because you're a sheet that you came from the eighth. So if either the more developed they are, the more human you are. But we believe that our Messiah, our tradition links back to Har Sinai. And the closer the person was to Har Sinai, the closer up on the chain, the greater the person was. And that's when we look to the doyim of the previous doyres. We look with pachad. What was given Rabbi Kiva Eger? Or Chassam Seifer? Avada is true, Rabbi Yaakov said last week, Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky, It shied a pun as a chelik in Torah, so is it the Nachas Yaakov. Because man be'ez, the Nachas Yaakov, the Soif, Avod Zohar, that everybody has a chelik in Torah. But a person has to know, even when he's coming to answer in Kiva Eger's Kasha, who was Rabbi Kiva Eger? It doesn't go so simple. You have to hover to answer Rabbi Kiva Eger's Kasha. But Rabbi Kiva Eger was Torah's coin back closer to Har Sinai. Godless from Kiva Eger. Godless from Chasam Soifer. Ah. The Pachad B'chono, we realize who they were, what they're about. To know what the Emissar, Doyle Oilam, were beforehand. And Korach Ta'ina of Kulam Kedoshim. Kulam Kedoshim. It was a choice. The Etzim Soid of Klal Yisrael. As the Chaim Shulavit says here. Well, you're breaking not just an Aveira clock, small Aveiro, you're breaking the Yisod of Klal Yisrael. That we need leaders, we need Gedolim, we need to have the Messiah from Rebbe Latam and the Rab, as the Rabbim says at the beginning of Yad HaChazoka, the way the Torah was given, and the Rabbim's Moina, all of the Doris, Rebbe Latam, as the Mishnah says in Ova, as Yishkul and Skein and Skein and Levian. It was Mahalich. And if you break that chain, the Chmono Litzlan, that could lead to a whole different Mahalich in Yadus. If a person is not coming with a Messiah, he's not coming from Das HaGedoylim, from a Mahalich that he was Mekabo from his Rebbein. It's in Chas Chas V'Chalilo. Where could lead him? It is a murder that you saw it. It's such a danger in Klal Yisrael. People fear that we don't need to listen to the Das HaGedoylim. We have our own dais. We have our own machshavas. No one said you're not allowed to have that own machshava. How you see the picture. Yilamdeinu Rabbeinu. You go to the Rebbe Yeh, explain it. But Sofer Shel Dover, there's a yisoid of his spotless to Das HaGedoylim. That what the Gedolim say, they see what we don't see. They perceive what we don't perceive. And they understand what we don't understand. The Piskarov said about his father, Abchayim, that he was able to see 60 years, Lahala from now. Ezu Chochom Aroya Sanoilad, a Chochom and Emes, a Chochom was able to be Roya Emes, what's going to be in the Noilad. We see very, very small, very, very, maybe a little bit in front of us, over the Gadol, the God, the Emes, the Gadol sees far. And even we don't understand today so much what he's saying and what he's telling us. Of a Sefer Sheldava, we have to understand the Siyat Dishmaya, the godless of the cook of an Emes, the Gadol. And to appreciate the Gadol that we have. The Chaim cries and says, "A Maritic and Marshal of them." In the times, in olden times, the way you can still see that to so certain places, they still have it. That in order to protect a certain area, a certain, let's say, base for the soldiers, so they had on top of a building, a lookout tower, as they call it. And he was able to see very far. It was very, very high. It was hard to attack also. So they had this big migdal on top. And underneath, sometimes the place they were hiding out, people there, soldiers or people, they would hide out in these different types of areas. They would have underneath the ground or some type of binyan underneath, which is hard to attack. But if they would know properly how to get there, they could attack it well. But on top was this big lookout tower to make sure to know what's going on. From the lookout tower, obviously, he could see very, very far, way, way far. And the mailer through that, he could be warned. The people on the oncoming armies went to hide, went to be careful. Let's think to ourselves in Chaim Kreisworth, to a situation where the guy in the tower gives a call to the people below. No, there's an imminent danger. No, that this looks like there's armies attacking. Those who are in their bunkers, they have little cracks in the bunkers also. You can see a few feet ahead. They start looking in their cracks, putting one eye to the crack, trying to get to see through the crack. And they say, well, he doesn't know what he's talking about over there. I see perfectly through the crack. I see perfectly, there's nothing coming on. Yeah, I see a whole army. An army of ants. Aunt Shirley and Aunt Mary, they're coming on the ground over here. I see them. What is he talking about? How will we look about that? If they would plan their Mahal HaPi, what those people see in the cracks, I was looking at them as fools. Because they realize the guy in the lookout tower has a much better cook. He has a much better look on what's happening on the advancing armies. And that one who's looking from the bottom in his bunker, he's only seeing through the crack. What could he see already? How is he looking at as a fool? How could you imagine, how could you think that this is a tachlis? So is Reb Chaim Kreisworth, is the metzias of all door. Is the metzias of every door. Dr. Gimore, in Baruch Basa, ni choymo, besodai, kimigdolois, ani choymo zu toiro, toiro is our barrier, is our wall, besodai, kimigdolois, el tamir is achomim, the Migdol, the tower, our lookout towers, our ones that see far, the ones who are able to touch up what's going to happen, what's going to be. Those are Gedolim, those are Tamidei Chachamim, who can see, who are Royas Anoilat. But we, who don't see, have to rely on the Emunas Chachamim. That's Das Toiro. That's the godless of every person. To realize and to come to the understanding that only with the Koyach of the Gdoilim, which are called in last week's Pash, the Einei Ha'eda, the eyes of the congregation, through them we can see. Through them we can perceive what's right. There were different types of movements that arise in Klal Yisrael. And they looked very enticing. They looked very endearing. The Haskalah movement at the beginning wasn't so much trying to take away from Torah Neged. They wanted to just get more enlightened. But the Gedolim knew. The Gedolim knew what the heres is going to happen from this matzav. The Eilika Adam Islabatka knew that when he used to tear up letters, that if Aaron's Shkolas was learning by him, and Aaron Rabban was a Goyin, Ilatsum, his Goyach HaMoyach, and his sister who had been swept up by the Enlightenment movement, used to send him letters, trying to convince him to come out and to go to learn to become a great mathematician, a great professor of mathematics. So much so, that was her life dream, and the author used to read every letter and tear it up. Even though it was from his Halakha sister, but if Aaron knew the danger, if the author from Slobodan knew the danger, what could happen if he reads one of those letters? So the author took the Achayas and tore up every single letter. But she knew Basoiva Shotova that only had Heres. The story goes, as we once said over, that this lady became very old. And she ended up moving to America in some old age home. And as a rabbi of a shul in Queens took a professor of mathematics to visit her, somebody who was a frum professor. And she was telling over, they were talking about the Indian of mathematics. They're talking about the godless, each different thing. She showed, you know, of the great professors that were, the great thinkers of mathematics, and she just blurted out, but you should know, all these won't compare to my brother. My brother could have been the greatest of the greatest in mathematics. And who ever heard of Aaron Cutler? So she said, her dream was to make him a great, they should become the greatest professor. And the altar knew that this would be the final result of such hearing such letters. He tore up all the letters. These are scholar movements that the Gdolim turned around. And they saw, they understood, they perceived, they knew what would be the size of such movements. But even in Ruchnius Rabbeisai, the Altar of Sabotka, I think it's with the Altar of Sabotka, with the Altar of Mikelm. There was once a great yeshiva that was starting up with all the great heads, with all the great, great minds, was starting up a yeshiva, with having a great Rosh Yeshiva, and with taking the 10 best, the 12 best Bachrim. And somebody wanted to go, one of the brothers was Rav Ruderman, wanted to go and join that yeshiva. So he came to the Altar of Sabotka to ask Rishus what he should do. It was going to be yeshiva Mitzvah and Rav Ruderman, I think it was with him. It was a different gadol. He talked about a moyach, a gavad to gehed. And he came to take leave from the Altar of Sabotka to ask and to power to give him hadracha. How should he imagine that yeshiva? When the Altar took him to the window of his office and he pointed to a river. And he said to him, you want to go to that yeshiva? Jump into the river right now instead. Jump into the river right now. I'm telling you, the service of Dawah Tzivim Tzionim, but there was no Musa there. The Rashi will be there, give a Shia, but there won't be somebody to have giving Hachracha. So the Ayatollah Sabatka told him, you better jump into the river right now. The service of Dawah, he stayed. He became an Adam Golov, he was a Ruderman, one of the great Rosh Yeshivas in America. And those who started the yeshiva came out, all of them, Basayu Shaldava, and were either off the derech, or very, very fried. Or the most, they stayed a little bit. Daily Oilam! I'm with the cook from a gadol. The God is what he can see, what we can't see. He looks like a regular human being. What do you mean? Oh, we have to realize the siyata dishmaya that Kodesh Baruch gives to the Adam Gadol. The koyach, HaTorah that he has, the koyach that he's in charge of a nation, of Klal Yisrael, he's a Kodesh Baruch Hu's agent, what Yadat Hashemayim he has, to see, to perceive what's going on. Today, the in thing, Gedolim pictures. That's what we use Gedolim for. We have our walls. We go into the Gdolim, we put our arm around them. Please, Rabbi, have a piece of Bamba. You want to make a commercial for Bamba, we'll put you on the back cover. Or maybe be inside, you know, one of those sealed packages. Get 4 Gdolim cards. That's what we look on Gdolim for. We'll go for a bracha. If it's for our benefit, we'll be rich. We want a bracha for rich. We're not going to ask him an eitzah. We'll ask him for a bracha. We'll go for a bracha for this and bracha for that. Oh, but to know and understand that we have to be vatal dietary to Das Hashem Gdolim. To realize that their perception is much greater, even though it looks so clear, it looks so MS, that this is the right Mahalach. But when it comes to Gdolim, we have to have a certain Emunah Sachamim of Yisrael. Rav Shom Shadron is Emunah Sachamim. He wouldn't make a step in his life. The Halakha Rav Shom was Adam Gadol himself, who wrote great, great Svarim, the Masham from his grandfather, but he wouldn't make a step in life without speaking to a Gadol. His son once talked about Rav Shom's son, that he once went for a boat ride in the Yarkon River. It's not becoming a Rav Shom to go take boat rides. But what happened was, that this son was dangerously ill when he was younger. He had the whooping cough, or something like that, the whooping cough. And Lamela, who did he go to? He didn't go to the biggest professor. He went to the Chazon Ish. And the Chazon Ish told to go to the Yarkoin River, and you should go in a certain area over there, near a certain type of tree, a special air there. So his father went out and got into a rowboat. There he was, row. The Shom said, row with his long beard, he's rowing the boat in the Yarkon River. Where are they going to find some tree that the Chazon Ish said, if you go near that tree, the special air that's going to clear. So Maisel, the Shom wasn't so used to rowing a boat, he was having very big difficulty. But Rav Shom said to himself, it wasn't so easy, you know, the first time he probably ever saw a boat. Then he rowed a boat, there he is trying to row the paddle, this, he's smashing it like this, and who knows where it's going, backwards, forwards, and he's trying to make his way with difficulty. And his son saw that he had such difficulty. And so Rav Shom said to his son, he gave him a little limud in Chinuch, to listen to the words of Chachamim. That's what we're doing right now. He kept saying it over and over. L'shmoya l'kol chachamim. L'shmoya l'kol chachamim. But the Chazal said it's a mitzvah. Afilo imim ayumin shu yismol. If they tell you your right hand is your left, you're like, I know which hand is which hand. Come on. He's not going to tell me which hand is which hand. No, afilo imim ayumin shu yismol. L'smol shu yumin. It's a mitzvah l'shmoya. He kept saying. Kitza. They finally found the area where he Reb Chazon Ish said, and amazingly, after half hour being in that area with the air, it went out all the way, the cough went away. So he said, the 4-year-old boy, whatever he was, came over and said, Tati, Tati, there's now a cure for this cough, we can tell everybody about it. So his father said, Rav Shom steered at his son and said, no son, no. It's not the Yarkon that cured you. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the tefillahs of the Chazon Ish. What quality does this Yarkon possess if not for the quality that the Chazon Ish said? Tos was Amunas Chachamim. Tos was Amunas Chachamim. Rav Shom would go to Gedolim and he would listen even though it was against what he wanted to do. One time he came to the Mishkil of Bonimich of Bechatzkel, and Bechatzkel was invited to be the Sandik, and he asked, where's Rav Shom? Rav Shom wasn't there, it was the grandson of Rav Shom's Briz, right? And he wasn't there, and Bechatzkel asked, where's Rav Shom? He said his legs are hurting him, he couldn't come. 2 weeks later, Rav Shom went to the Bechatzkel to get a bracha. What's he need a bracha for? He's going on a trip to Chutz Laaretz. He wants a bracha. So Bechatzkel saw her, said, I heard you have pains in your feet. Now you're traveling? That was the same statement. Rav Shom picked up, turned around, tore up the ticket, went back home. His wife was startled. You have a ticket, you're going. He didn't even ask anything. So Bechatzkel said, why are you traveling? Your feet hurt? I'm not going. Must be the time I shouldn't go. And the next time he once came into the stipler. And later, by that story also, later on it was found out that it was a good thing that he didn't go. But Sarva Shodava, it was not a mice with the stipler. He used to go to the stipler also to get a brother before he's leaving. He came to the stipler. And the stipler kept saying, what do you want from me? What do you want from me? He said over a few times, what do you want? What do you want from me? If Shom understood that something over here, he started to phone the trip. What was the purpose of this trip? He had written his sperm on the Marsham. And he wanted to get a scum. He wanted to go to America, wherever, to a certain Moko in Chutz Laaretz, to be Pagesh, to meet up with a certain type of Gvir. Certain Gvir, who had a lot of money, was going to donate money towards the Svarim. So Reb Sholem was going on this trip in order to pay for these svarim, to print these svarim, which are so holy, chashiv svarim. The kitza. But Reb Sholem heard these words from the stipler. What do you want from me? He heard the words. He didn't ask. He said a few times, "He said, what do you want from me?" He didn't go. A few days later, he's walking back from davening, and there he is. There he is. The guy he was looking, he was going to go to America for, was walking out of the shul. He had come on vacation. Is a stasis of Shalom so clearly from Yashmayim and Munas Chachamim to listen to a gadol, not just to put the picture on the wall and say, oh, look at my Look at my album, Rebbe. I got all the pictures. I had a picture of me smiling with this Reb Chaim. I'm eating supper tonight at Reb Chaim Kanievsky's house. Pibluch, he's giving me to eat. And then I had a picture, I went to Rabbi Yashiv's house, and all the Gdolim's houses. Very nice. I have a picture of all the houses of Gdolim. A new thing that's coming out, the albums. The houses of Gdolim. I have a picture of all the houses, and every car that they drive in. Every single car. Did you see Rabbi Yashiv's car? Not Rabbi Yashiv. You see the car he drives now? Tinted, windows. Beautiful. That's what we look up to Gedolim for, what type of car they drive, what type of house they live in, what they eat for lunch. It's vada limudim, a vada. A Messiah Shaltovet should remain the picture of the Gadol. It's also chashuv to have pictures of Gedolim. To have pictures of Gedolim, to look up. This one person once had to look up to them and to have a b'shiva, to be the Gadol. But when it comes to listening to Gedolim, to have the Munus Chachomim, to Mevatel Daitoi, to Daas Hashol Chachomim, this is the Yisoy Rabbeisa. Ish HaShvei'eil Chaim below. We don't have our leaders, we don't have our Chachomim that we look up to and we follow them. Every man thinks to himself what should be right. And a man is perverted by his Taiva, by his Kina, by his kinna, time of a kovait. Very dangerous. He spoke last with the Edom Nagias. But to have the Amuna, even when you think it's so true, even when you think it's far as MS, to realize that they have this special siyat nishmaya to see what we don't see. People who go to the Gdolim to ask everything Eitzah under the sun, to have the operation, not to have the operation. Wash me as the Chacham. This Yad Nishma that he has. The tremendous Amunas Chacham that we perceive, we don't realize. The Koyat that HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Koyat that HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks to how we are, have our Amunah and our Chachamim. They realize that they're imbued with the Koyat from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Avad Ha'ikah Amunas B'Hashem. But we realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave over koichos to these Gedolim to be the emissaries of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Helik of Rav Shach, Zatzal, Rabbi Yisai, to see his foresight in so many inyanim, when he came out against certain kats, the people thought, what's he making such a big inyan over here? What's he being? And then we saw many years later that he was right. Why he made these protests, he realized of what could happen in the future. Why he started different things, he understood and he saw through his shimush of the Biskarov that what could take place in the future if we're not careful now. Anybody can tell you what's going on, basically what's happening now, in a certain way. But they're able to see the outcome, but they're able to see the grow, what comes out of each ma'isa. We're able to see what Kodos Tara Kulim Kedoshim, what's going to be without a leader. What will come from that? It'll be Isha's Chaim below. It'll be swallowed up. Everyone will swallow up themselves, and that's what Kodos will swallow up by the earth, to teach him that lesson. It's not Shaykh on leaders. It's not Shaykh on our Amunas Chachamim. And through the Kodosh Amunas Chachamim, a woman once came to the Chazon Ish Rabbeinu Yisai, and she was crying profusely. She didn't stop crying. And Chazish just waited out. There was a young Gugaman that came over to her and said, "Listen, you're taking up too much time for the Chazish. What do you want?" And Chazish later scolded that man and he said, "She's living in Munas Chachamim. She's crying because she believes in the Emes Chachamim. With that schus is going to help her. With that schus itself, that you believe in the Koyat of the Munas Chachamim that they have. When we spoke, this, they have a Koyat of the Bria, Shlun Shlit in the Bria. Of Adam that the Kodesh Baruch was running the veil, but he gave over a certain kochayach to the Chacham. The Gemara is like the Baruch Basim, Yishachoyle Bebeisai, Yeyich Etzel Chacham. He should go to the Talmud Chacham, but the Talmud Chacham has the koichos. Through HaKodesh Baruch Hu Siyat Tishmaya, obviously. This is what you have to realize with this. Munas Chacham. We have so many shayas in life. The person once came to the yeshiva. He came with his ticket. He was on the way back, going to America. And the yeshiva, I said, let me see the ticket. He brought it into the room. The yeshiva tore it up. Tore up the ticket in front of him. The guys, they get, Rebbe, what are you doing? She keeps tearing to Ace. And he throws it to the waste bin. You're not going home. Rebbe, what are you doing? A few days later, the guy realized what Rebbe was doing. The plane that he was going on was hijacked and taken to Lebanon. Who told the Rashiva? I think it was the Arab in the kitchen. He got to the Rashiva that a few weeks before and said they're planning in Lebanon. Now you know we keep Arabs in the building. In order that they should give all the secret information, SIS in the yeshiva. You ever see them come to the yeshiva? Not just squeezing his lemonade over there. They give all the yeshiva secret information what's doing in Azza. They give all information to the yeshiva, Rabbi Yisrael. Name. Emunas Chacham, Rabbi Yisrael. Emunas Chacham. The yeshiva always says, you look now, write it down now on your list, things I told you. Write it down now, you had Shisvekis. In 30 years now, turn back, look back, I told you. And you'll see who you're happy or not happy. Those who didn't listen. Those who thought they were smarter. Those who thought they know better than the Gdolim. They're not so, you know, knowing what's going on with college. Today, in order to get at the Panos, you have to do this, you have to do that. The Gdolim are living in the olden time, you know, they have the old hamburger on the heads and the frack in the back. That's all the time today with these modern clothes. Just we see the new suit that came out, 17 buttons, all over buttons, right? Iron David Alaski Shmuel, buttons and buttons. They're living in the olden time. They're these Gedolim. What do they know already? This is Kfir of Yisrael. And you're going to hear it all the way in your lives. You come out in time, you hear this terribly, that again. Mrs. Mary Tyler Moore, here she is. Hey, excuse me, that rabbi, I'm Orthodox also. I wear a tickle. On my head, I tickle my head over here with this tickle. It goes like, you know, a tefach, according to Shir Chazanish. And she's saying, that God, how can he say such a thing? He's making period with Achtus! Achtus! She's tying Achtus! Shalom Aleichem, come together, let's all sing by Achtus! She has Achtus! That Golol, he's coming out against this people. How can he do this? He's making period in Klal Yisrael. Where's the Achtus? Who's tied with that, Rabbi Yisrael? Koyos tied with Achtus. We have the leaders. We listen to the leaders. We all be dialing. To have a rabbi in the shul. To get a rabbi. No. What do we need a rabbi for? Bud Simpson could be the gabbai. He learns a little thing, you know, he wears a little Pepsi Cola bottle, he knows a little bit of Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, he'll pass in the shahs in the shul, and this gabbai, Sam Belchbaum, yeah, he'll be in charge of the Aron Kodesh. We don't need a rabbi. We need a rabbi. What do you have to listen to the rabbi for? We know better. We're intellectuals. We know who the greatest. So the yeshiva said last night, the Simcha said, bury the Gevurah Hashem to the yeshiva. Lohavin! This Lahaski, you can be Lahav Lishmoya. After all, Lahav and Lahaski be a Godel. But you still have to know who's the Emes of Godel and who to go through, find Emes direction in life. There's so many things that we said last week, a different get of the Shmuz, that there's so many things in life pushing us and turning us and moving us to know what it's Emes of Das, clean, refined, clear, pure Das Torah. You have to go to the Emes of Godel and listen to what he says. You don't understand. You don't. You know. Maybe he didn't understand. It's not true. The Godel understands, but he understands much, much better. He understands with a much more clarity. He sees it so clear. He had the like Moshe Rabbeinu in a certain diagram. They Moshe Rabbeinu saw it with a clear vision. He saw it with a clear vision, and that was the time on Miriam. She had time on Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, we also. We also heard. We also had Nevuah. But Miriam, his Nevuah, he has a clear Nevuah. The Emes of Godel Hador, the clarity of his understanding of what should, how the priest should be, how we should act, how we should function, how what should Klal Yisrael be doing in their lives.
it's so clear, and the emes das Torah is that we have to follow the Gedolim, even though we don't like it so much. But that's what the lead has to teach us. Rav Shach said, "Much more the Gevart." It says, "Basoyv Shal Torah Vezoyis Habracha." It says that Moshe Rabbeinu compared to Aaron. Aaron, everybody cried. Hey, all the women and the children, they all cried when he died. He used to make shalom. State by Moshe Rabbeinu vayivchu esoy kol anoshim. Doesn't say all the aids. Not everybody cried. It wasn't that dire. Rav Shach asked the Chor at the end of the Torah is telling the praise of Moshe. But there, that's a pshat in the leader. And the leader, Aaron, was the one who was Reidev Shalom Vade. That was the tachlis to make achtos and shalom. Moshe Rabbeinu had to be the leader. And sometimes when you're a leader, people don't like what you say. Or like one woman said, a Rav that everybody likes. Who says he's a Rav? Everybody loves the Rav, yeah. After shul, he kisses all the ladies. Yeah, man, how are you? He sticks out his hand. They all love the Rav on the shul. Especially the ladies, they love him. Mom is a handsome young Rav. Baruch Hashem, we have in our shul, they love him. But when he gets up and gives teichacha, when he gets up and tells them they're doing wrong, oh, maybe we think he's getting another rabbi. I know a 27-year-old graduate, he's even more handsome than our Rav now. This Rav's getting a little bit too homey over here. He's telling us musar. We'll go for the 27-year-old with blonde hair and blue eyes. He doesn't know too much about Yiddishkeit, but he's good looking. Oh boy, everybody's going to have their eyes on him when he gives his sermon. Oh, but to listen to the Gadol when it's doing, when he tells you that what you want to do, you have to drop your plans. And Shalom said, "Drolam, he's heading out. He has his bags packed. He's on his way to the boat." Chatzkel said, "I thought your knees are hurting you." So Shalom, one second, don't drop the bags. So don't drop it so quick. Ask him, baby. Talk to him and say, "Yeah, but now I'm feeling better." He was feeling better already. No, the Gadol said something. He knows better. We're allowed to ask, Rabbi Zichas V'Shom. We have to try to understand, but even we don't understand. They say, Murray the Gemais, Bissol Salanta used to go send Shilas to the Heiler, Yitzhak Al Chodon! He used to send Shilas. And he used to say to the person going, Bissol Salanta was a going awesome. He was a going awesome. And he used to send Shilas to Yitzhak Al Chodon. He used to tell him, "Tell me what he passed. Just tell me the psak. Don't tell me his svara, because the svara could be actually chaylik on. But I know he has a sviyat siyat tishmai. Even if the svara is wrong, but my even if I could be chaylik on the svara, but my siyat siyat tishmai his psak is the emes. So don't tell me the svara, because the svara I might be able to ding zich with. I might be able to argue. This is what we have to realize, Rabbeisa, to get into our noodle, to understand what's made emunas chachamim." What means the Adam Golo Be'emes and the Siat Dishmai he has? No person listens to the Golo and loses at the end of Isa. You're not going to lose by listening to Emes of Das Torah of Isa. To Emes of purified Das Torah, at the end of the day, they understand what's best if it's Emes of Golo of Isa. Let's not just get the Gedolim in our albums. I'm missing one picture for the Gedolim to get the Gedolim yearbook. You know, when you see these kids in the block now, they have these Gedolim cards, they flip, you know. I have the Elf of Dogs when I was a kid. Mickey Mantle, I'll trade you two Mickey Mantles for, I'll pay you two Reb Shachs for one Reb Scheinberg. Or two Reb Shachs. Huh? I have four Reb Shachs already, I have too many of them. Maybe I'll give me a Kloisenberger Rebbe. That's what life's about. We get too into it, it became too superficial, the whole understanding of what Gedolim are, Rabbi Yisrael. We go to see the Gedolim, did you see this Gedolim there? Were you at his house? Did you go into the Yechidus with him? Did you drink L'chaim with him yet? That's what we look on it, when we go to understand, perceive, what does the Kodesh Baruch Hu want from him? They see, they could read the situation, and we don't see what's going on. You can't tell. You can't understand it. But it's true. It's not the Yarkon River. It's the Chazanish. It's not the doctor who figured out the cure. It's the Brocha from the Stipler or Chayim or the Shiva. That's the Yisoy Rabbeisa. That's what we have to realize. We have to wake up. through the koyach of Amunus Chacham, through our understanding, Amavatel Akor to Das Chacham, will be emes bizeuchot to an emes a true life of us. Those who didn't listen, they'll be able to look back and say, "Oh, what if I listened to the Gadol?" Those who do listen, live a life of be'emesh atzlocha, may be zorcha, be'koroif, to hear, to listen, and to understand, to know what is Ratzon Hashem Hamiti, to the eyes of the Eini Ha'eda, and through that we'll be able to go in menachas ruach le'yotzreinu, and be zorcha be'ez Hashem, to the day when we'll call k'zeh Hashem kivinu loy, magil v'nispa chavoy.